Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't even care if he's lying to my face. It just feels good to hear him say it. All right, let's get going.
Yeah, man.
On a cut down day Tuesday, you are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You know the people involved. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula, Figgy Fig. And you getting involved in the various mediums that are here for you, I guess media, that are available for you to get involved. 713-572-4610 is the text line, as you guys are already making use of. And we also have to always appreciate the Mokarem Injury Lawyers for the live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. And I want to begin with, I guess, a dramatic reading of a tweet from David Andrews, the center who used to play in the NFL, used to play for the Patriots and everything. And I say this just contextualize the day. I was lying about the dramatic part. I'm not giving you that. I remember my first cut day in the NFL. I barely ate that whole day and barely slept the night before. Tough part of the business. I say that to, again, contextualize. As much as we're going to talk about this, we're going to talk about where we were right, where we were wrong, how the Texans get down to the 53-man roster limit that is, you know, that comes for everybody in the NFL. I think that we should always remember that we're doing this with an understanding that these are people's livelihoods that we're talking about, that these are real human beings. These are not just numbers and names on score sheets. But with that being the case, we're getting some information on, you know, the notoriously tight-lipped Texans the day of, with the 3 p.m. Central Time deadline for the cutdown. We're starting to get some information. What do what does the information that we're getting mean, John Lopez? Starting with, should we go with the one? Actually, what's the one that the information or the piece of nuggets that we've gotten thus far that interests you the most?
Cam Robinson and Trent Brown.
Okay, we'll start there. So
Trent, both of them, actually. And it's not necessarily like, oh my gosh, I got to slap my forehead. What were you thinking? I think it's just a reflection of where the Texans really were coming into this season with the offensive line. I've said it a couple of times. They were just throwing stuff against the wall. Let's see what sticks. Cam Robinson doesn't appear he's going to stick. The report is they're looking for a trade partner. Who knows if they don't get one, how that'll play out, if he'll stay or they'll just release him or whatever. Same thing with Trent Brown. He's released. So those are two big names that were had some relatively high hopes for. They probably had themselves, even though they ranked him highly and everything else, probably had no idea that Tay Ursary would be as successful as he would at either tackle, especially left tackle. And really, Ed Ingram, they tried that as well. So they're just – the offensive line has somehow, some way come into form. But the depth – is an enormous question.
Enormous question. I was kind of interested in the notion of, okay, like Nick Caseri when he was on with Payne and Pendergast, was that last week? He mentioned, we have five guys that we believe can play tackle. And I looked at it and I was like, I don't think that's an unfair assessment where you looked at Ariante Ursary, Titus Howard, Cam Robinson, Trent Brown, Blake Fisher. Right now, two of those names very well could not be on this roster. One of those absolutely isn't when you talk about Trent Brown, who I'm not going to lie. I kind of always viewed him more as he's a guy who knows the system. Hopefully he will help kind of mentor the guys and help them get in line. Unfortunately for him, injuries kind of stopped him. There was at least a few weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, there was reporting that he's physically cleared to get out here.
Yes.
And he just never got out here.
Never got out.
So like maybe they were absolutely in that place starting out.
They had him on the list to start camp.
Right.
You know.
Maybe they looked at it as, okay, he will be just the guy who is here to help, you know, get this information out, or maybe they just figured out at some point, oh, this is not going to be it. But then the Cam Robinson thing is interesting because Figgy did ask us, hey, you think that this is something where you could trade him? He's on a 1-year contract. You could save some money by moving him because you gave him, what, a $12 million deal for the year. I do wonder, because Seth said something this morning that I found to be interesting, and maybe I kind of slapped myself because I was like, well, how would you not consider this?
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy who very much can be a starter in this league. To what level? That remains, you know, obviously a topic of discussion for some folks. But this could be, you know, Nick Caserio again doing something where you keep the players in mind and you foster good relationships. You signed to a 1-year deal. I think the expectation early on was you're going to come in and start, or at least have a very strong chance of starting.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's not going to be a starter. So with that being the case, I imagine you might give him the option of, are you cool with just sitting here and being depth, or would you like us to facilitate you to find another place where you can maybe
well
go
be
a starter?
That could absolutely well be the case. But that also speaks to, let's say they do move on one way or another from Cam Robinson. The depth to me, we all feel pretty good about the offensive line. Right now,
I feel a little bit less if you do end up without Cam Robinson and Trent Brown.
Well, that's my point. If you know, you've already moved on from Trent Brown, or will, and Cam Robinson, it's likely that you're going to move on from him one way or another as well, unless he decides.
Does it still feel likely after?
It does.
We kind of got the trade rumor stuff early in the morning, and then at least a couple hours later is when we hear Trent Brown will be released. Do you think in that time period with maybe Nick Caserio, that news getting out when Nick Caserio putting out feelers, is there any chance in your mind that they put out feelers, they didn't really see what they wanted on the Cam Robinson front, they're like, okay, so Cam Robinson stays and now Trent Brown goes?
Probably less than a 10% chance.
Okay.
For me. Maybe you feel otherwise.
I feel like teams might be checking in on this too.
Yeah.
Just to kind of say, hey, if he ain't starting, what you want for him?
But the other thing is, keep in mind, Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans have been planning this for days, if not more than a week already.
They were still working through it yesterday, man.
Well, I'm not saying they weren't, but I mean, they've been working on it consistently. So they've already made some decisions about Cam Robinson and Trent Brown. So if you move on from both of those, and it seems likely to me, your backup tackles are Austin Deculus, Blake Fisher, and what's his name, Connor McDermott. What are we doing?
With all due respect,
Connor
McDermott is not in this conversation, friend. Like
I
don't.
Austin Deculus is. Blake Fisher is.
I don't know that they like. It feels like, and okay, even if he is right, if he is actually on the roster as that fourth tackle, I don't think that he's actually in our conversation here. I think that what you have as a team is Ariante Ursa is your starting left tackle, Titus Howard is your right tackle, and Blake Fisher is your swing tackle. And if anything happens, if Tay is, you know, having a hard time as a rookie and it goes poorly, if there is an injury that happens on either side, Blake Fisher is now playing real minutes here.
Yeah.
And I still think that they view him as having more development, more room for development. I think I would agree with that. However, I still don't know how comfortable I am with just, it's Blake Fisher's time to shine now if there is something that pops up. And this is why I generally go to the philosophy and why I responded to Figgy yesterday when he brought up the idea of trading Cam Robinson is, in this league, when you have a quality depth player, especially on offensive line, typically you don't make that trade. And so that's why I was kind of shocked to see it, but it makes sense. I just wonder, especially if you're letting go of Trent Brown, that's been the reporting. I don't know that I'm very happy about the depth once you, those two moves.
No, I don't like the depth. Blake Fisher, while he had the one good game, when you're looking at body of work last year and training camp and preseason this year, is he a thumbs up or a thumbs down? You know, the Carolina Panthers game helped, but is he overall, what you saw last year and the majority of training camp and preseason, is he a thumbs up or a thumbs down? He's a thumbs down.
I was disappointed by at least the earlier portions of camp form, which again, considering the year that he came off last year, you were really hoping for all, hey, this is positivity, this is things that we can work with. And you didn't get all of that for Blake Fisher. Mm-hmm. Yeah, offensive line. And then also the tough thing about that is either you are bringing up Austin Deculus or now do you – and actually, without even bringing up Austin Deculus, I was still considering Titus Howard as a possibility of kind of flexing into guard.
Well,
if you're letting go of those guys, he has to be a tackle. Mm-hmm. And now, what do you have guard-wise depth? Because it's clearly Laken Thompson, a left guard. It's clearly Ed Ingram, a right guard. And then Juice Scruggs is your other guard. Yeah. Do you have another one that you feel confident in beyond Juice Scruggs at guard?
Jared Patterson.
Okay.
Yeah. Patterson might be a kind of a swing interior lineman at some point.
And the thing about Jared Patterson is also, like, he built like
but
a center.
But again, depth. You know, you're not crazy about it.
No. Yeah. And, like, again, if you're going to your backup offensive lineman, you're already in a little bit of a dicey place. Mm-hmm. The thing that I immediately think of when you go, even Juice himself, like, not necessarily built as much of a guard as, you know, you would hope. But regardless, right, I still feel a little bit more confident. We've seen him make improvements. If you have Jared Patterson or even really Juice, I still then come back to one of the questions that we've had about this offensive line, which is, are you allowing interior pressure?
Right.
Because, again, that it was one of the things that damned your season last year was interior pressure. This, I mean, and look, you're doing, it feels like you're trying to do right by players, which, again, I think is a good thing that this Texans front office has done. They've continued to build their, you know, the way that I imagine players view them as a destination place, at least knowing that the organization will do right by you.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'll be happy if both Cam Robinson and Trent Brown go, because I understand the idea was to build competition and there was some cream rising to the top. I think that then what is below that cream kind of leaves me with something to be
desired. That to me is the story, you know, for sure right now with the offensive line. As the texter points out, yeah, they're going to be offensive linemen on the street, you know, so we'll see.
The one that I thought of, and I mentioned this to Figgy before the show, Dan Skipper is a 6'10 tackle that played with the Lions. Now, I don't know how you view Pro Football Focus ratings. Mm-hmm. Obviously, offensive line gets really dicey or whatever. But just as a, you know, because there's not a lot of offensive line metrics that we can use, and without having the opportunity to really go back and watch the entirety of his season just yet, he was released, and he's a big boy. His you know, ratings didn't look all that great. Mm-hmm. I do wonder, is that a guy that you can go get? But I think that highlights even the guys that you go, huh, that's interesting. People don't cut good offensive linemen. Not in this league, baby. There's not enough of them. And so the idea that, oh, we're just going to go pick some off the street. You sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Because
the premise of having you having guys that you're willing to trade out and send elsewhere is because you don't have a lot of, like, teams don't have a lot of them and they're looking for them. Yeah. So the idea that you're going to send some out, we're just going to find some others to replace it. I don't know how well that I believe that.
But can't you look at this situation as a good thing, though? Because I feel like the Texans' plan was to have Cam Robinson as the starting left tackle, but you drafted the guy in the second round who pretty much took over, looking like the best lineman on the team at this point.
No, it is very good.
I felt like it
for
worked
the
out
starting lineup.
I felt like they worked out pretty good. I don't think they had plans on Cam Robinson being a swing tackle or a backup tackle.
No.
So it worked out good. It seemed like the issues we have is the interior O-line at this point.
I think it's the best case scenario for the starters.
Correct.
The problem is these guys are not the depth is incredibly thin.
And Fig, know that I appreciate you, because ultimately on a grander scale, you're right. That is a positive for the offensive line.
Yeah, it seemed like Nick Caserio hit with this one.
You should. I mean, if everything goes right, and go ahead and, you know, knock on wood, if you so choose, if everything goes right, you won't have to worry about your depth. You'll get this starting five offensive line all through the year, and they'll be solid. And you've raised the bar, it feels like, from where it probably was going to be at the start of the season, start of training camp, to where you are now, and it feels like that is higher. The only thing about that for me is, today, when we're talking about 53-man cutdown, I think that is a day where we're focusing on back end of the roster and depth. And on a day like today, with the news that we're getting, at least offensive line-wise, I have a little bit of trepidation considering the moves that are kind of being bandied out there.
But see, I feel like when it comes to Cam Robinson, I feel like that's a guy that probably you could plug in and start anywhere as far as, like, on any team as a left tackle. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talk about if players get hurt, and I just think Cam, like, what if players don't get hurt? What if, you know, the tackle position is healthy?
Yeah.
Then you got him sitting there. So I think right now, I think they probably weighing their options of maybe giving them to a team that actually need a left tackle. Mm-hmm.
And maybe
Blake Fisher can hold down that swing tackle spot.
And I sure hope so. Like, it'd be good for Nick Caserio also, because you talk about, we mentioned, right, Blake Fisher used some high-level draft capital. It'd be unfortunate if he did not live up to the expectations that come with that. I think that, all of that's the case, and you're right. Like, you would have a guy there that you're not using if everything's healthy. you are in the time frame of, as a team where you want to go win. And it, in that, in those time frames, it's much better to have and not need than to need and not have.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that gets me. However, that's that, that is the kind of, that is the reporting out there that, you know, maybe that Cam Robinson is being talked about in this trade discussions. Does that happen? I don't know. We'll see coming up, I imagine, till the trade deadline, which is 3 p.m. But we're watching that space because there's already those things, and there's some other things that have come out that we will continue to talk about. Let me mention those as we're here. Arthur Millette was actually released. That's something that's interesting when you talk about nickelback and just defensive back depth in general. And then something that made us both chuckle yesterday, Aaron Wilson reporting that Kadar Holman and Jared Wayne, Kadar Holman, this cornerback that you had at some points last year, Jared Wayne, the wide receiver, they were in and they practiced yesterday. We'll see if they if those, either of those guys are signed, because I think for me the more interesting one is the Kadar Holman.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Probably both of them are like practice squad maybe type additions.
Well, Kadar Holman, I mean, we've talked about cornerback.
He could be a depth cornerback add. Does that do anything for you?
Not much.
Okay, very good. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Just getting going on a cut down day. We will continue to watch for this. And from the 936, Cam on the team means more to me for insurance. I'm with you there. Let us know how you feel about just the idea of possibly trading Cam Robinson. We'll definitely circle back to that as this is the day for it. What is the 53-man roster ultimately going to look like? We'll keep an eye out on all that. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I haven't seen the official move yet come down from the Astros. However, it sure does feel like today is Jordan Day, where he will return to your Astros as they take on the Rockies. Who benefits the most from the return of Jordan Alvarez? 713-572. Let's talk about it next.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, happy Tuesday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It's a cut down day, and the cuts are coming in. Saw a few minutes ago, or maybe about 10, 15 minutes ago, Nick Neiman, the linebacker that was in, you know, really special teams ace when he was brought in. He has been released, so he will not be on the squad. And as of a few minutes ago, LD, Ladarius Henderson, the man who the Texans fans were super hyped up about, he will also he's also been released as well. So he made strides but didn't rise on the depth chart, according to Aaron Wilson. And yeah, that's basically what
I was a legend in them the Texans Twitter streets.
What caused that, by the way? Like, what made everybody's fascination with LD? Now, I do remember Nick Casario bringing his name up out of the ether.
That's what it was.
But no, people were already talking about him before.
People were already on the LD.
I'm just like, really? Yeah. Texans Twitter streets. They was all over him.
The Twitter streets.
And here's the thing. With all due respect to LD, like, I feel like people set him up to fail with all this hype, because then it made it like there was a spotlight on him that I don't know that was necessary for LD. He was
This show never did.
Was he a seventh round pick? Or was he sixth?
Yeah.
I'm trying to recall. Like, I feel like we were doing a lot there. Happy trails to him. And I mean, look, one of the things to remember is of any of these guys that get cut, I don't know what the plan is. They might ultimately end up back with the team as a practice squad, in a practice squad instance, or I mean, we've seen a number of times where dudes circle the block because you can always come home. And so, you know, obviously we'll see where things lead. But yeah, both Nick Neiman and LD Henderson are released. And then we mentioned earlier Trent Brown. Apparently, there's reporting that they intend to release him, offensive lineman. I think those are the only ones that I have off top. Oh, and then Arthur Millett. I don't want to forget that. We will return to that as the program continues. But today, your Astros will open up a 3-game set versus the Rockies, a 1.5 game lead in the AL West, as the Mariners got a win yesterday against the Padres. And so, you know, the race continues to be important, but the big thing that it feels like could happen today, I don't know that I've seen.
Oh, it's happening.
Look, you know me. I got to try and give us the opportunity to make sure that we're not saying anything out of turn.
I'll go ahead.
But it feels like today is the day where Yordan Alvarez returns to the Astros. What does that do? What does that do for this team if he does indeed return to play for your Astros?
Well, I think right now, it's almost – I saw some people talking – I don't know where it was. I was watching TV. Is it too little too late? I'm like, too little too late?
They're still leading the division.
First of all, they're leading the division – and it's Yordan Alvarez. I mean, you know.
This might be the right time, to be honest.
It could be. Yeah. Because
it being tight?
Not only because with it being tight, but they need another fresh body in the lineup. You know, we have outfielders that are really stretching, their talents, trying to be productive offensively. You have a tired right fielder. Obviously Jose Altuve has been kind of, sitting in at the DH position. By and large, maybe you can get some options with him and get a little more offense at second base, which I know you're going to sacrifice some. I think, what could happen with Yordan, forget all the stuff I just said about the defense and the outfield and second base and all that stuff. Just the bat, just to help the lineup. I was actually, playing around with what the lineup might look like with Yordan and the protection he gives some of your best hitters right now, the threat that he offers to bring another home run left-handed bat into this lineup. First, that's the other thing. They need another left-handed bat. They're horrible.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, no, that's a great point.
They just to bring a left-hander in. So, no, it's not only not too little too late. It's the perfect time.
Yeah, I'm looking at the lineup that you kind of threw up here as possibly best lineup with obviously Jeremy Pena leadoff, then Jose Altuve, then Yordan in the three spot, then Carlos Correa, then Christian Walker, who has been coming on, then Yainer Diaz, and then you can get to the back end where you're either having Cam Smith or Sanchez, maybe Urias, Dubon. Depending on the, like, Jacob Melton gets in there, like, this feels like it's a lot more solid. This is a lot closer to what you're hoping for, especially if Yordan looks like what he's been at Double A or anything close to what he's been at Double A batting. What was that, like 467 with a 126 something, OPS. Like, that's why I was super excited about him and being in Double A. And you're right, I think that the run support that it feels like this offense will be able to offer. An admittedly kind of dicey starting and, really bullpen operation for the Astros right now, that is huge. Like, that is going to be big, especially as you try and widen the gap between you and the Mariners.
Yeah, no, and here's the other thing. It gives you – okay, let's just look at 2, 3, 4, and 5 in this lineup that I put in there. Jose Altuve, a free swinger. Pena's going to be leading off course, kind of a free swinger. So that he's backed up by Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa – all of a sudden is backed up by Christian Walker, who's been on something of a tear. And Yordan Alvarez is in the middle of all that at number three. You know, that gives you some legit power, just one guy, legit better pitching that the other guys are going to face, or at least they're going to challenge him a little more, et cetera. Now, defensively, it gets really interesting as well.
Do you want
Jose Altuve in left field or second base? Because he's not going to be DH very much anymore.
No, and that's the thing that kind of gets dicey. And obviously, if you get a day off for, Yordan, then maybe you get some Altuve at DH. But yeah, now you're going to see him in the field a lot more. You've seen him kind of, exist second base some. I think I might want him back at left field.
Left field at home, second base on the road.
I think that's a good split. Yeah. I think that's a good split. He hasn't looked terrible at second base, to be fair.
Not recently. And he's not playing as much. But I think what it does is if you're on the road, obviously he's more familiar with the left field here.
Yeah.
And at second base, as much as we're like, hey, Ramon Urias, we really like him. He's not really producing a lot.
No, and you weren't expecting him to.
So you want Altuve to be getting some reps at second base. No, I think it helps them an awful lot. There are some downsides here that we have to talk about. I think Victor Caratini's kind of the odd man out, depending on how much he's going to catch. And Mauricio Dubon likely just limited to the outfield, which makes it interesting.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It feels like at this point, because of what's had to happen, you've kind of reversed or negated some of the things that you did in the offseason, especially with the Altuve moving to left field. But we'll see how it continues to go. But the big thing about it is I think giving pitchers something to think about, as you mentioned, with the left-handed bat and one of the magnitude of Yordan Alvarez. Obviously, his season didn't start very well, but people still know who Yordan is. They still have to be careful when they're pitching to him, and I think that will give the offensive lineup more of a lift. And if that didn't help, like the idea of Yordan probably returning today, You're facing off against the Rockies, who've been giving up a whole bunch of runs as well. They're not a great baseball team. And then, yeah, so hopefully that this, you have all of the things in order to jumpstart this offense to where you I want to see double digits maybe in one of these games in this series. So excited to see what Yordan gives for your Astros as he returns. I realize it's cut down day. I've made some notes. We have not used the siren and everything. Should we do that?
How big?
Well,
we got to play it by ear and see which ones are bigger than, you know, more significant.
Okay, I don't think this one is more significant.
Figgy, what's your thought? Because I don't know.
Let's use it.
All right, just do it. Just to catch up. Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah. Where is the
break the seal?
Yeah. There we go. Now you got to hype this name up, Reggie.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's a cut-down day for your Houston Texans. A number of cuts have happened for this team now. Obviously, the biggest one that we know, Trent Brown, it seems like, is being released.
He's doing well
for the Houston Texans. the tackle that was brought in, previously played with the Bengals, he will no longer be on the team. Arthur Millett, the man who was brought in, played with the Ravens most recently. The idea was that maybe he could be a backup to Jalen Petrie. He will not be on this team. And the latest ones that we are finding out about, there's a pairing. Quarterback Keaton Slovis seemed to be quarterback four during training camp. He's been released. And then also, Jalen Mills. You just brought him in, safety depth. He's released. And that becomes very interesting because we're trying to see what that depth looks like behind the likes of Kalen Bullock and C.J. Gardner-Johnson. More cuts to come right here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. We'll keep you up to date with all of them as the day progresses.
You did that well.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Thanks. I was trying to get in my...
ready for the next one. Who else is getting cut? Let's cut some.
All right. Don't be so excited, all right? Don't be so damn excited. Calm down. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports
Radio. People jobs, Lopez.
That's right.
Real lives.
There's livelihoods. People,
there are humans, Lopez.
Think of the children, Lopez.
Think of the children.
I am.
I don't know.
But I can't wait for the next cut.
I bet you can't. All right. Coming up next, let's get to the question of the day. I actually have a dilemma here. It feels like there's two questions that's worth getting to. Mm-hmm. So I'll throw them both out there and I'll let you guys vote. 713-572-4610. Which of these do you want to do? If your life was over the 53-person roster limit, who would you cut?
Cut from your life.
Who would you cut from your life? But then also, this could also be the question of the day. On a day where people are losing their jobs, what's your most memorable getting fired story? Those are both on the table. Let us know what you want. We'll talk about it next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. It is a cut-down day for your Houston Texans and the rest of the National Football League. We've already gotten some notes. Trent Brown, Arthur Millett, Nick Neiman, Jalen Mills. Mm-hmm. None of those guys will be on the initial 53-man roster.
Henderson.
Ladarius Henderson, thank you for that reminder. Somebody said on the text line from the 832, I'm not seeing D'Angelo Ross' name on that cut list fast enough. All right, calm down. Calm down. All right, let's chill out. We'll see what it looks like as it continues to go, but we'll give you updates. That inspired the question of the day. Of course, the question of the day had to be related here, and I've made it overcomplicated now because I have two questions that are floating out here. Let's see if we can balance this. If your life was over the 53-person limit, who would you cut? And on the other side, what's your most memorable firing story? 713-572-4610. Either or both. Let's have fun with it. Lopez, I imagine that you want to cut someone from your life.
Yeah, I do. my sister-in-law. That's the one I would go to first.
You, man, what does she do?
Nothing. She's a waste of space.
No, but like, is it just that?
The thing that's weird about that. I don't dislike her.
I know you can't do that. I refuse to allow you to do that.
She's just, we all know that person. It's like, what do you do something?
Okay.
You know,
those people exist.
Do something.
I would never talk about that person with the amount of disdain that you seem to bring. Yes, it is. What's the word if it's not disdain? Because you talk about her with absolute disgust.
It's matter of fact, like it's not.
She can't even stay at your crib, man.
Yeah, no.
Is she allowed to come over?
Sure, we can put up with a few hours because it's just hard to explain. She's like,
she had to have done something, right, Fig?
No, yeah. Nothing. I don't dislike her. I'm just so
you just acting like that
it's
towards
so
her for no reason.
It's just so frustrating that a grown adult like does nothing, like sits at home.
So no job.
She gets her neighbor. I shouldn't even go.
See.
She gets her neighbors to go to the grocery store for her because she tells them she's tired.
Oh wow.
Like she's
does she have a medical?
That, no.
So she's just lazy.
What's the one? What's the made up one?
What do you mean the made up
the
one?
The made up.
Also, if you answer this wrong, you get in a lot of trouble. So, no, officer, I will not be answering
what's
that question.
What's that one that doesn't really have any symptoms but like fatigue and what's that?
Lopez. Oh, yeah, autism. She got autism. That's what she got. That's it. That's what she got.
Oh, wow.
Somebody said lupus. Calm down.
Oh, man.
Y'all gonna start. What are we? Also, are we gonna throw
people with lupus, man?
Rickets? Is that where we're going now?
Oh, yeah. She got cancer. That's
all
right.
It's all made up. It's people know what I'm talking. Like, she goes, I have this. And I'm like, no, you don't.
Somebody said fibromyalgia.
That's
is
it.
That what? Really?
Yeah, fibromyalgia.
Shout out to DJ Big Mac.
What is it?
It's nothing. It's made up.
He said,
it's a made up sickness.
No,
it's made up. It's a.
No, what's the definition of it? Like, what is it, though?
Okay, a chronic disorder characterized by widespread musculoskeletal pain, fatigue, sleep problems with no known cure.
I think I got that, to be honest.
No, it's
I'll be tired all the time, man.
You know another way to say fibromyalgia? Lazy and wants drugs.
Wow.
Lazy and wants drugs.
You are upsetting the medical community right now.
Doctors, nurses.
Switching the music.
Okay, we have a lot of doctors and nurses that listen to it. When someone comes in and says, I think I have fibromyalgia, what's the first thing you think of? She just wants, or he just wants, you know, some treatment or see a doctor or attention or whatever. You know,
are you saying she a hypochondriac?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. I need the doctors and nurses to come in. Fibromyalgia, made up.
This is a great point from the 929. You get your choice out of 8 billion people on this earth to cut, and you were like, I like her. I don't dislike her, but I'm cutting her. We're not buying it, Lopez.
No, it's frustrated. It's just frustrating that there are people in this world that literally do nothing.
All right, Lopez. All right, Lopez. Somebody said their wife, soon to be ex-wife. Okay. Wow.
What's somebody you love dearly, mm-hmm. but you had to like, damn.
I cut them.
Oh, the difficult cut?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can go there. Yeah, I don't know if I can.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Mm-hmm. I think I've done a good job of like, you know, keeping this to the people that I really, I'm like, mm-hmm. all right, let's see. Is there somebody I could cut?
Yeah, because I got some family I don't really talk to, mm-hmm. and it's easy to cut them because they ain't doing nothing anyway. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to think of somebody that I would love dearly, and I'm like, man, I got to make a tough decision. Mm-hmm. All right, go.
I'm not gonna
because
sit
I know D'Amico got to make some tough.
That's
decisions.
Right. If I'm not gonna sit on the fence, my biological dad, like, he be wanting to talk on the phone a lot, and then he kind of guilt trips me about it. It's like, hey, you need to call more, and I'm like.
Yeah, I don't really want to.
Yeah, but also, so like, if I could not deal with that, that'd be cool. But also, like, that feels bad because, you know, pops, you know.
Yeah,
but
there is something there.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, yeah. I get it. We, you know, you want to be close and everything. I feel like a callous person. However, I don't always want to talk. Like, I'm very much
it.
A person where
I get it.
Some of my friends, we won't talk for like 4 or 6 months. Mm. We'll talk. We're right back at it.
You
like,
pick right up.
That's kind of how you haven't called me in a couple weeks. Like, damn it. I don't need to talk every day. Some other ones that are coming in here. Somebody say you just lost the list. Was it the fibromyalgia? Is that what happened?
No, I think it was my sister-in-law.
That's, you know what? And
no, not her.
She, you earned that one. All right. So I also want to get to some of the best firing stories from the 346. Best firing story, the opportunity to fire the boss that didn't want to hire me for a job 20 years ago. Oh, wow. I bet you cherish that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, did you hit all the points? Because I'm sure you remember the first time they fired you.
Yeah.
Like, just like 20 years ago.
Just flip the script.
Use the exact same script on them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like a very notable firing story?
Y'all are going to hate me.
You've never been fired before?
Never been fired from
we can
any,
change that.
Any job, anytime. knock on wood, unless y'all know something.
Just got an email from Parker. Yes. Lopez meeting right after the show.
Have y'all ever been fired?
That's crazy. You've never been fired.
Never been. Not even like when I was in high school working.
I've had a layoff kind of happen,
mm-hmm.
and that would be my. I have not been fired either. Been fortunate that way. However, there was a time I used to work when I was in college. Work at like a little taco shop,
uh-huh.
just like on the edge of campus, and so. We got to about the winter time, you know, especially on a college campus. If you're doing a restaurant,
they pared down.
Yeah, if you're doing a restaurant, it's like, all right, you know, we're gonna close for the winter because ain't nobody here. We're not getting business. It doesn't make sense operationally.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, we're gonna close for the winter. We sitting at home, and after a while, we like, hey, School coming back up. Y'all hear anything? No? All right. And then just one day out the blue, one of like the assistant managers is like, hey, I'm not supposed to say nothing, but they shutting this joint down. So and we were like, what? Like legitimately, never heard from the business. It was just like, they never were going to call us back. They were just never going to let us know they were shutting the place down, which eventually we would have had to figure out once they changed the signage and everything. But yeah, that would be the worst one where it's just like, they didn't even fire me. They were just like, we'll never call them back. We'll never have them come back.
I don't know if this considered a firing, but I used to work at Urban Outfitters. And I was doing that and interning, working with the station at the time. This was like 2012, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And they put me on a schedule on a day that I was working an event. And I told them, I'm like, yo, I can't work that event.
Yeah.
I told the big boss, I'm like, yo, I can't work that event. He like, oh, okay, don't worry about it.
Oh, no.
Man, I'm at the event. They blowing my phone up. I'm talking like 12 calls in a row. I'm just like, what the? I'm like, this is the second time they did something like this. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I ain't answering this. I ain't about to keep doing this. And they left me a voicemail. And I still to this day, never listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just never went back.
He's like, I don't need it.
Yeah, they quit calling me and never went back.
Just send me my last check. I don't need to hear nothing about that. So 832.
Hey, Lopez, fibromyalgia is a thing. No, it's not.
It's not. Whoa. I'm glad that we don't have a segment called Dr. John Lopez. That'd be a real problem. Somebody said they worked at the same job as their girlfriend. She was supposed to be trained by his boss for her promotion. But the boss constantly bullied her and ignored her. And so, you know, stand up for your girlfriend. He said he finished it and he ended up getting fired. Yeah. That's one of those tough ones. But you know what? You always side with the lady, right? Mm-hmm. Like you always side with your lady because that's the one that's going to pay dividends, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yeah. Except for when your lady's sister is involved here, as apparently we've learned on John Lopez. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Keeping up with the cuts and the movement on the various rosters that are happening in around the league, but mostly with your Houston Texans. Ladarius Henderson, Keaton Slovis, Nick Neiman, Trent Brown, Arthur Millett, Irv Smith Jr. is one that I missed. He likely will go on the IR, according to Aaron Wilson, and Jalen Mills are the guys that we know are not going to be on the 53-man roster for your Houston Texans. We'll continue to watch what's happening there. But coming up next, let's go around the NFL where looks like the Browns were lying. They will not go into the season with four quarterbacks. And another hold-in gets it handled. Let's talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.